The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from the outside can't defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, folly, arrogance. All of these things come from within, and it's they that defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We see something really stupendous in today's first reading. Queen of Sheba, from the south of the Arabian Peninsula, went on a massive journey with a whole huge retinue in order to come into the presence of King Solomon. Because this queen, even though she was obviously incredibly wealthy, knew that there was a greater wealth, and she heard that Solomon had it. Really, what Solomon had asked for, as we heard a few days ago, that ability to judge rightly, to be able to guide the people correctly. She had heard of his reputation that had stretched thousands of miles away. And so she didn't hesitate to take a journey through the desert, just like the wise men of old, the wise men who would be coming about 1,000 years later, in order to come in Solomon's presence. And there she brought all his questions, questioned him on every subject in which he was interested. And God had given Solomon the wisdom to be able to provide answers for every one of those questions. Her hunt for wisdom, and the way God had filled Solomon with that wisdom. Elsewhere in the Gospel, Jesus described the Queen of Sheba, said that she traveled from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But do you remember how Jesus finished that sentence? "But there is a greater than Solomon here." If she would travel across deserts in order to bring her questions to Solomon, how much more important for us to have that hunger to go to Solomon's 27th generation grandson, Jesus himself, who has so much more wisdom. It's our hunger for that wisdom and the fact that he has it and lavishly will share it on us, provided that we take him, our questions, and we begin, as we said in the responsorial psalm today, to murmur that wisdom. That verb in Hebrew basically means to regurgitate it, to bring it up and down, to really try to suck out all the nutrition of every word of wisdom Jesus gives us. Today's Gospel, Jesus gives us some very powerful wisdom. It was actually revolutionary, what Jesus said today, because we basically eat anything we want. And among the Portuguese, in Portuguese communities, some things that most people, I guess, would never eat, as I used to when I was down at Espírito Santo, parts of animals that I would never even have thought edible. We eat everything. So we're not really attentive to what Jesus is saying today. But he makes an incredibly important point. He asks us, "Are you going to be with understanding or without understanding?" He says, "Nothing that comes into a person from the outside can defile that person." We were talking yesterday, just very briefly before we went on to the lessons Our Lady teaches us in Lourdes about the way they were complaining about Jesus' disciples not properly washing their hands. I've described this before, but it just points to the absolute ridiculousness of what they had thought religion had become. You'd need to take 1.5 eggshells and you'd need to pour it over your hands from the top first, and then take a fist and with that water that had come over, dry your hands from that 1.5 eggshell. But now, because the outer of your hands was now unclean, you'd have to take another 1.5 eggshell and pour it on the opposite direction, and then do the same thing again, and then you were fit for temple worship. And then you had to clean all these kettles and jugs and all the other utensils. If you touched one of those that hadn't been ritually cleansed in this type of way, you were now unclean. And if you touched somebody else, that person was now unclean. All because you had touched a jug that hadn't been washed in this ritualistic way. And Jesus was saying, you're paying far more attention to these human traditions than you are to the commandments God gave you. It had gotten so totally distorted. So Jesus was going to be very clear. Nothing that touches us from the outside, not a kettle, not a drug, not a drop of water, nothing can defile us from the outside, including food. The Jews had rigid dietary laws of animal food that they wouldn't eat, even though God at the creation had created everything good. And they thought that if I had a little bit of piece of pork, I would be anathema. Whereas if they continued to have envious thoughts within, that they were fine as long as it didn't lead to envious action. Jesus really wanted to revolutionize that. And his wisdom lasts today. He says it's from the heart, from the inner core of who we are, from our desires that evil actions flow, that defilement flows. And he names many of them. Evil thoughts, where we wish others ill. Unchastity, all types of porneia, he calls, all types of lust, come from the heart and defile. Theft doesn't come from just hands that are ripping off people's pocketbooks. It comes from a heart that leads to that action. Murder comes from the hatred. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount will tell us. It's not just enough not to murder somebody, but the one who hates his brother in his heart, the one who says Raka, will be liable to Gehenna, because it's all about who we are. What type of heart? Adultery. It's the lust that comes from here. Greed. It's the hunger for possession that comes from here. Malice. Obviously that comes within then. Deceit. That I'm going to snow you. Comes from within. He goes on. Jesus had come to try to give us a heart transplant, to take out our hearts of stone and replace them with a heart of love. That is Christianity. It's to beat with the very heart of Jesus. Jesus, at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God, and they'll be able to reverence God in their actions." But we've got to be pure of heart. And that's the type of purity Jesus was bringing into the world. Not this ritual purity in a complicated way of washing your hands, but the very simple type of purity of somebody who sees God in his world, sees God in others, sees God in choices, and chooses accordingly. How much do we seek the Lord Jesus' wisdom? The Queen of Sheba would walk for thousands of miles and give an enormous treasure for it. How much do we seek that wisdom? There are many people we know, they're not necessarily queens or kings, who come to us with questions. Solomon had begged for the Lord's gift of wisdom, and so Solomon was able to answer the Queen of Sheba's questions. One of the reasons why I study my butt off, and I always have, is because I know people will ask questions. I get phone calls all the time from priests all over the country asking me complicated bioethical questions about people at end of life, because they know that I've studied these types of things. And they have these questions and they want to guide other people, and so they call. Your family members, your friends, they have lots of questions. People always have questions about the most important things of all, and how important it is for us first to follow Solomon's great desire to be nourished in that wisdom as the great treasure, to follow the Queen of Sheba's desire to go and learn it, and then to recognize we've got the greatest of all here, someone far greater than Solomon, that Jesus wants to impart His holy wisdom to us, so that not just so that we can keep it to ourselves, but so that we can go out and share it with others. That's the good news. Jesus today wants to strengthen us with it. And at the end of Mass, the same Jesus who says through His priest, "This is My body, this is My blood," will say, "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go and share My holy wisdom." As we prepare to receive purity enfleshed, we ask Him to give us truly pure hearts like His, so that we might see His wisdom for what it is, and then with great clarity go and share it with a world that continues to seek it. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.